Welcome on this discussion on discerning feelings, emotions, thoughts, sensations. The most important thing is to really discern between truth and illusion, to really know the difference between being in one's core and being in an experience. But before we go there, we have to also look at all the different experiences in regards to feelings and emotions. There are different things. Emotions are often described as energy in motion. If you've probably heard this word, is that there's an energy that was originally in motion that was going to flow through you that you were feeling at the time. But because you liked the feeling or you disliked the feeling, there was an attraction or an aversion to this particular energy. It became an emotion. It got emotionalized. It became something that you filled up into this container, which is your emotional body, and stays there. So it accumulates. Emotions are really accumulated energy. And when we say we become emotional, it's because something is happening around us and suddenly the previous energies that are somehow resonating with that are coming up. And often, you know, emotions around grief or sadness, we become emotional. And there's also a cultural dislike. People don't usually say, oh, I'm starting to feel really sad. That would be very honest, but often it is even labeled as, oh, I'm feeling emotional, like it's a bad thing. Because on some level, we actually know that these are emotions we should have, this is energy that we should have actually processed earlier, previously in the past, but we had a like or a dislike to it. It froze and got put somewhere into our emotional body. Essentially, the emotional body, it's like a container. And we want to open up the bottom. We want to actually be open on the top and the bottom, just like the core. So the core runs all the way through. And by doing the core exercises, we actually begin to open up the emotional body, allow the energy to flow again. And then there are clearings that take place. We start to feel things. We start feeling again things that we should have felt in the past, that energy would be blocked it. Or we got too attached, which also freezes and blocks the energy. And we seek more of that and we kind of plaster it on top in order to have an experience. Because when the energy is not processed fully and is being felt fully deeply in the soul, then we're actually not nourished and we keep looking for the same experience, the same feeling. And so we keep looking for that, but it never really gets digested properly. So we want to digest these energies, and when these energies run through the emotional body, we call them emotions, but they're feelings. If we don't block them, if we don't stop them, we feel them, they move through and they're gone. That's it. So things come and things go. When we breathe through, we breathe in, we breathe out. The emotions come, we feel it, and it goes. So this is something you want to start to notice. We want to discern the experience of emotion that we're having at any given time. Maybe a few times during the day you're going to check how you're feeling. And is this something that is directly in relationship to what's happening in front of you? Or is this just an emotion that's coming up because it's in the process of flowing through you? It's something from the past. Let's say you're just in the middle of putting your laundry away, or you're going to a store and suddenly you're just having this feeling, and it has nothing to do with the people around you, it had nothing to do with what you're doing, because you're just walking to the store, let's say. And then you're becoming conscious that, there is an energy now that's freely flowing through you. Let it happen, and it's beginning to be digested. It flows back into your core. And it very likely was triggered by something around you, by the energy that's in the environment. It might have been similar, and or it's something that is just maybe supporting the flow of energy, maybe going for a walk in the forest and in nature, and it's very calming and balancing and it's healing, and so old and emotions are beginning to dissolve and flow through. So discern what is going on the emotional level. Are these old emotions? Let them flow through. Are these feelings that are very real in the moment? Learn to really be even more conscious to them. Be really aware. Digest them fully. Have no judgment. Begin to learn to feel without judgment. Notice how you can refrain from liking or disliking, from making a comment on that particular feeling. Just feel. It's very unusual because there is always this commenting that goes on. But learn to withhold, stay in your core. Your core practice will assist you to become more comfortable with allowing energy to flow through you. And the most difficult is usually the emotional part. Because the sensitivity of the heart, we just are protective of the heart. We just don't want to feel really pain. There's just such an aversion to it. But as we're going to go into this a little bit deeper in the later modules, where we're going to open the heart, you will learn that feelings is just energy. It's just really energy. When you just start feeling and you do not judge and you withhold the judgment, then it's just an energy flowing through. So the practice is to, this month, to allow yourself to feel and discerning it's just energy and it doesn't need a comment. And when energies from the past move through, emotions that were stuck and crystallized and they are dissolving again and turning into a feeling, you feel them. And maybe they have layers and layers to it. And that's okay. It's not about getting rid of them. It's about learning to feel deeply, to be aware the energies in the feeling body. That's maybe the best way to put that. Okay, try it out, practice, and learn how to be outside of attraction and aversion, the aversion of pain. So good luck with that, and thank you.